Inside on Business, the news hour is made possible through the support of the Strudelhaus, the Metro's only authentic Austrian cafe, bakery, and wine bar. Find them at strudelhaus.com. And RE/MAX Real Estate Concepts, with offices throughout the Des Moines Metro. RE/MAX Real Estate Concepts at homeconnectusa.com.
It's the Business News Hour for Friday, and with us in studio, as she is each and every Friday, is Friday Fun Day, Cheryl Tessier, Eat, Play, Love Des Moines. Hi, Cheryl.
Yay, Friday again.
It's a good thing that you come in here every Friday because then we can kind of calm down a little bit from all the crazy news that's out there. And
it's true. There's a lot of crazy news out there.
There's a lot. I'm so weary. And so confused. You know?
I know.
It's just such a good thing I don't do politics on the Business News Hour. because that is a good thing. It is, because it would just drive me crazier.
Mm-hmm.
Crazier. Much crazier.
Yes.
But this is Friday. It is Fun Day.
That's right.
What's going on?
Yeah. Nobody talks about politics or news or anything on Friday.
No.
In the Cheryl Tessier household.
That's exactly right.
We just do fun.
Well, you do fun 7 days a week.
That's true, too.
That is true. What do you got for us this week?
Okay, well, the first thing, this is, you know, our monthly event here at the Science Center, but this sounds like a good one, their Mixology Night.
Oh, that's right.
That's tonight, till 9 o'clock, starting right now, 5:30 to 9 o'clock, just $5 to get in, 21 plus, so don't bring the kids to the Science Center event, but they're going to be doing a mess fest.
What?
Yeah, mess fest. At the Science Center right now till 9 o'clock.
Meth Fest.
That would be another interesting Science Center event, but not this week. This week, they're going to be having cocktails, live music, and doing messy science at the Science Center.
Messy science.
Mess Fest. Messy science at the Science Center tonight, right now. Go to Mixology Night, grab a drink, listen to some music, and do some science.
Until 9 o'clock tonight.
Until 9 o'clock tonight.
Right.
What more could you want?
Exactly.
Don't forget, a couple days left, just tonight and tomorrow, to visit the National Balloon Classic down in Indianola.
That's right.
See those
balloons? I have seen so many photographs on my Facebook feed.
Yes.
About all the fun things that are going on down there.
Yes. Yeah. It's beautiful. It's beautiful and fun. I have. Every year we go to the Balloon Festival. I haven't gone this year. Yeah, it's a great event. There's lots of balloons. They do the night glows. They do food and kids events and all sorts of fun stuff down in Indianola. Also, tomorrow, National Root Beer Float Day.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you haven't heard about it. I mean, I know they have a national day for everything now, but Hy-Vee has gotten in on this one. And if you go down to Hy-Vee tomorrow from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m., they have suggested donations of $1 for root beer floats.
Dollar floats.
Yeah. So stop by your local Hy-Vee. I know the Waukee one is doing it, the Urbandale one. Everywhere you go to a Hy-Vee, dollar root beer floats, root beer float day tomorrow, 11 a.m. to 4 p.m.
You know what else is going on tomorrow?
I just happened
to think of this.
What's that?
The Des Moines Bicycle Club has a breakfast ride tomorrow.
Do they?
Yeah.
Where are they starting at?
I don't know.
You have no idea.
No.
I should ask
the president of the Des Moines Cycle Club. Yeah.
I wonder who that is.
I don't know. Yeah. Find out.
Funny, yeah.
We'll tweet
that out. If you're doing a bike ride tomorrow, join the breakfast ride. Have some breakfast. You know, eat back all those calories from riding your bike. Doing a breakfast ride.
There you go. All right.
Sounds fun.
Sorry.
Not a problem.
I may do the root beer float too.
Do a root beer float. You know what? Do a breakfast ride, do a root beer float, and maybe go see Slipknot.
Is that tomorrow night?
No, it's actually tonight.
Oh.
But it was next to my list. So Slipknot with special guests Marilyn Manson and Of Mice and Men. Yeah. What kind of show is that going to be? Marilyn Manson and Slipknot here at Wells Fargo Arena tonight at 7 o'clock. So if you don't have your tickets yet, show up and try to get in to see Slipknot and Marilyn Manson.
You know, I should take a video camera down there and just video some of the attendees.
Yes.
That would be fun.
That would be interesting. I wonder if, like, PETA will be out there picketing.
Wow,
Slipknot. What an event. All right.
A Des Moines original, by the way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right. You got to go support local.
That's right.
Okay, Slipknot. I actually don't know anybody personally that will be attending, but I'm sure there'll be lots of people.
I'm sure. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Video camera down. Mm-hmm. Boy, that'd be fun to do.
That would be. Okay, maybe Slipknot isn't your thing, but maybe Rock of Ages is more
We've talked about this before.
Yes, it's still going on at the Des Moines Playhouse. Just wanted to make sure. If you haven't seen it yet, you get down there. It'll be just till the end of this weekend, just till the 7th. A couple more shows to see Rock of Ages at the Des Moines Playhouse.
Very nice.
This weekend. Ooh, here's an interesting one. This one is also tomorrow, but this is an evening one, and it's at the Greater Des Moines Botanical Gardens. It's a garden photography class.
Really?
Yeah. Yep. It's only $40 for members and $50 for non-members from 5:30 to 8:30 p.m. tomorrow at the Botanical Gardens. Garden photography class. You'll learn tips for taking better photographs of plants, flowers, and landscapes.
There you go.
Mm-hmm. Garden photography.
That sounds like fun.
That does sound like fun. Yeah. Let's see. You can practice by taking pictures of Marilyn Manson,
right,
and then go down.
Then you go. Yeah.
Yeah. Flowers in Marilyn Manson. Wonderful. Oh, here's an interesting one at Jasper Winery this weekend. This is tomorrow from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. So in between getting your root beer float, you can head down to the Iowa Author Fest. At Jasper Winery.
We talked about this last week, didn't we?
Did we? I think it was a different one, because this one is this weekend.
This is the Author Fest. I think that you put a save the date in for this, because this is kind of a cool thing. Mm-hmm. At Jasper Winery,
yes.
Where authors, individuals who write, mm-hmm. or want to write, can get together and share tips.
Yeah.
Is that it?
Yes, that's it. The Iowa Author Fest promotes the creative arts of writing, painting, and music.
Oh.
Food from a food vendor will be available. They're going to have wine, obviously, from Jasper Winery. What more could you want? Drinking wine, eating food, meeting authors. Fun day at Jasper Winery. That's tomorrow, August 6th, from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Mm-hmm. Author Fest.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right, here's a different one. If you have the kids, you have the grandkids, and you're looking for something to do, the Clowns at the Carousel event is tomorrow at Union Park. Yes, this is an annual event that is just really
Clowns
a cool event.
Carousel.
Yes, this is Sunday, August 7th, from 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. It's a free family event. Join the Corn Patch Clowns as they celebrate National Clown Week. So not only is tomorrow Root Beer Float Day, it is National Clown Week. They're going to have inflatable rides, carousel rides, health and safety street, stage shows, food, and lots of clowns.
At Union Park
for free.
On Sunday,
no charge, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m., Union Park, clowns, and lots of other stuff.
Lots of clowns. You know, do you know anybody that's afraid of clowns?
No, you sure?
I hear about that.
I do too. I don't believe it. I think they're just being silly. Yeah. Who's afraid of a clown? Exactly. Come on, Michael.
Come on. Yeah.
It's a clown. It's a person clown. Dressed up. Come on. Anywho.
Clown day.
Clown week.
Clown week.
Clown week. Root beer float day tomorrow. Clown week this week.
Yeah.
Don't forget, there's a couple events that you just can't forget about, like, you know, Sunday Tunes at Somerset Winery on Sundays. It's 3 hours long, but from 1 to 4 down in Indianola, Somerset Winery. Lots of sangria, lots of wine, lots of music. That's a weekly event, but don't forget about it. Another weekly event, not to forget about, Jazz on the House at Noche.
That's on Tuesday night.
On
right?
Tuesday night, right. Yes. Every Tuesday, 8 p.m. to 11 p.m. Just like it says, it's on the house, free admission for that one. Go in, have a cocktail, watch some music. Lots of fun stuff at Noche.
Which is, by the way, right
which is right here.
The studio.
Right behind the studio. if you know how to get to the Sculpture Park, you can get here.
Right.
Here's one we did mention last week. I just wanted to make sure if you didn't sign up, you do, for the Garden to Table cooking event at the Greater Des Moines Botanical Gardens for youths aged 12 to 17. There's two more Wednesdays going on, this Wednesday and next Wednesday. You can buy them a la carte, $40 per session. Teach your teen Garden to Table cooking at the Botanical Garden. What better to do before school starts than to send your child out to learn garden to table cooking at the Des Moines Botanical Garden? Do it. Do it.
All right.
All right. Then just a couple for next week. We've got the Iowa State Fair Parade, because the Iowa State Fair starts at the end of next week.
Oh, my gosh. That's right.
I know. Isn't that crazy? August 10th, 6:15, free, of course, the Iowa State Fair Parade, downtown Des Moines, right on Grand Avenue.
Great time.
A great parade. Great time. To kick off the Iowa State Fair that starts on Thursday. Yeah, crazy.
Oh my gosh.
Yes, also on Wednesday, if you're not at the parade, Zoo Brew is going on, that weekly event during the summer at the zoo, of course. Also a 21 and older event. $13, free for zoo members. So there's a perk to having your zoo membership, not just for the kids. From 5:30 to 9 p.m. all summer long. Music, beer, fun zoo. Stuff at the zoo. Yeah. Animals. Oh, here's a good one. Blues Traveler will be doing Nightfall on the River next week, August 10th. Also Wednesday, 7 o'clock.
My gosh.
Yeah, Blues Traveler. They're big.
They're big.
Yeah, of course. Nightfall on the River, Brenton Skating Plaza, this Wednesday. If you don't have your tickets, get tickets. See Blues Traveler on Wednesday. And then, of course, don't miss the Iowa State Fair.
Gotta go. Thursday, right?
Starting Thursday. Yes. Yeah. I'll mention it again next week, of course.
Absolutely. All right. Well, that's a whole list of stuff.
That's a lot.
Starting right now.
Starting right this second.
Yeah. And going on through
root beer floats, beer, wine, authors.
Breakfast ride. All right. We got to scoot. It's coming up on 6 o'clock. Tyler Hackenmiller says, you got to go and enjoy the weekend. Thanks, Cheryl, for coming by and doing this again.
Of course.
All right, for all of us associated with Insight on Business, the News Hour, whom might that be? Tyler Hackenmiller is on the controls tonight, as he is each and every night. Thank you, Tyler. Also with us is Mark McDowell, who's the program director for the stations that the Business News Hour is on. Mary Sayer is the liaison between our advertising agency and the Des Moines Radio Group. The voice of Insight on Business is, of course, Jimmy Olsen. The music that you're listening to right now was arranged, composed, conducted, and created by our friend James Goodlett. Have yourself a wonderful weekend. Would you please be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good night.